This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, calling upon Devin Nunes, whose day job is CEO and guru of True Social, where they practice the First Amendment routinely. His hobby, however, is DevinNunesWines.com. And Devin generously gave me the opportunity to try his first three products. These are Portuguese wines grown in the Paso Robles region of California, part of San Luis Obispo. This is what Devin tells me. I'm not knowledgeable of these things. And these are his first three products. Red is all I know to say there. They're red wines, but there are three of them. And I took them and turned them over to my millennial children. And they came forward and tried them out for me to understand and pass back a review to the winemaker, Devin Nunes. And what I learned, forgive me, Devin, if I don't have the fancy language of wine aficionados, is that the Paso Robles 2021, they drank right up, loved it, at dinner. The Central Coast California was good for playing a board game called Catan and with crackers and cheese. And because they're not really big wine drinkers, when Dad's asking them to, they didn't get to the Patriot. Although they said there was one remark that it was peppery, but otherwise I didn't get any fancy language. All three are quite drinkable, is what I'm told. And I'm sure there's more special language. Good evening to you, Devin.
Well, John, the main thing is happy Thanksgiving, and I'm glad that you were able to serve those wines during Thanksgiving weekend. I'm glad your children enjoyed them.
They did, and especially the one they drank with turkey and fish, which was the Paso Robles 2021. How do you describe the differences, Devin? You know these things.
Well, look, everybody has different smells, different tastes, but the first one that they drank there is really the crown jewel, the one that resembles most similarly wine that you would find in Portugal. Except what I'm doing is I'm making these in California with California growing Portuguese varietals. So they're the same grapes from Portugal, just planted on the central coast of California. And then the second one that they drank is, and that's, they did exactly the right thing for most wine drinkers. And that is to, it's more of a medium bodied, blend, and they had it with crackers and cheese. So it's typically kind of your starter wine or hors d'oeuvre wine. And then the Patriot that they didn't do, that's actually Bordeaux varietals. Those are Cabernet Sauvignon, which typically people will have with meat. So it sounds like they made a nice dent into the wines, John.
They did, and they enjoyed it. Of course, they most enjoyed the fact that I don't know anything, so they could have told me anything they wanted to. But at least I'll pass on that you accepted their version. Now, where are you in the wines for Christmas? These are all easily orderable, and people give them as gifts. And
like you said, and it's just been a passion of mine and a hobby. We've been talking about it now on your show for the last few weeks. It's just something that's fun and different. And, a lot of folks love to, over the holidays with their special meals, that's what these wines are designed for. And, I think the unusual part about these wines is it's really the only place that you can get Portuguese varietals in the United States. It's truly, where we're actually setting out to make these Portuguese varietals into wines. And so the flavor profile is going to be different than from what you can get anywhere else in the U.S. Because most people are used to Bordeaux blends, which are, Cabernet Sauvignon, or used to Chardonnay. Pinot Noir is also quite popular, which is originally from the Burgundy area of France. So the flavor profile on these wines is going to be something very, very unique and that you can't get anywhere else. And then the Patriot wine, we call it the Patriot, of course, for... It was actually named on True Social. I put up a poll on True Social, and people voted overwhelmingly. I said, what should we name? If I do a Cabernet Sauvignon, what should we name it? And so we had like five or six different options, and the Patriot took like 80% of the vote. So it's kind of named after the users on and friends on True Social. And it's just, it's part of the culture, part of the fun of starting a new, you know, a new venture like this. And, you know, my main thing is I just want people to enjoy the wines. You know, you open a wine to celebrate a certain time. And, yeah, there's, if you go to devininniswines.com, you can order it now and get it shipped before Christmas.
You started out to be a farmer and a winemaker. That was your original dream, Devin?
Yeah, that's right. Well, all of the generations before me, on both sides of my family, were all farmers, you know, dating back to, you know, the Azores and their islands off the, in the middle of the Atlantic. I think we've covered the Azores on your show, John,
yes,
involving the U.S. air base that's there, you may remember.
And the Chinese and secret deals made with governments. Yes, all that. Very, all those were your stealthy days, Devin.
Yeah, yeah. So those, but every generation of my family was in agriculture, but one side of my family grew grapes in California, planted grapes shortly after World War II, just not far from where I live now. And so I grew up with that, farming grapes, and then went to the university and studied it there. That was kind of at the start of the Paso Robles wine region. So I really got to meet some of the early pioneers there. And the guy who helps me make the wine is one of the more recognized winemakers in the region, a guy named Mike Siner. He actually has his own wines too, Pinot Noir, called Siner La Valley Wine, Pinot Noir. So he's one of the best winemakers. He's been high on this project. He's been a friend of mine for, gosh, two decades. And we talked about it for a long time. And finally, in 2020, we were able to get our hands on the first Portuguese varietals. Those came off in 2021. So it's long been a passion of mine. And like I said, I think people will enjoy them.
Is there already?
And they're not crazy priced. You know, a lot of these really fine wines that you're going to find in Napa Valley, you're going to easily pay $100, if not $200 a bottle. So, you know, these are more medium priced, and Paso Robles wines tend to be more in the $50 to $100 range, which is still a lot of money for people. So it's not something you're probably going to drink on a daily basis, but they will age, and they're perfect for holidays.
Is there already a 2022?
Yeah, actually, it's funny you mentioned that. I actually tried the 2022 over the holiday weekend straight out of the barrel. So the 2022 is sitting in barrel right now, and we sampled a bunch of those barrels, and we will be probably bottling that in the springtime. And then the 2022s will be available next Thanksgiving and Christmas. And there's actually, John, the 2023s are also in the barrel now.
Now, the idea is that you build up wines over many years. In other words, your backlist becomes your strength. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, then people they'll want to do what's called a vertical. So a lot of people want to taste the same wine from different vintages. So yeah, in 3-4 years from now, somebody may line up the 2021 that your children had over Thanksgiving, and they'll open the 21, the 22, and the 23 all for one dinner party and have a tasting, just to kind of see the differences in the vintage in the year.
And the wine club, you told me to mention that, but I don't remember why. What is
Well, one of the things that I'm doing is I started a founders club, and that's for the first people in, and they sign up to get it to receive a case a year. And that's really what I need to start this business, because it's a small business and you know, it's a capital intensive business, and you got to know that you're going to have people that want the wines year in and year out. And that way, you know how much to make for your, you know, to provide for your club, members. That's why we're calling them the founding club members. They get a very steep discount of 33% from here on out. And it'll be, you know, the first people in, and hopefully these Portuguese wines catch on, and then it ends up being something for the future. that we continue to grow and then have a, you know, we'll be in a few restaurants here and there, probably in California and Florida. Actually had somebody call me over the weekend. They found out about the wines and they're going to be in a country club in Louisiana. So you never know where these wines will end up. But we just want to make sure people enjoy them and have access to them and that we're able to plant, you know, we'd like to plant some additional Portuguese varietals, you know, so that we have a larger supply because there's not a lot of these grapes that are growing in California. So that investment needs to be made, but John, it can't be made unless people actually, you know, want the wine. So that's the, that's what we're kind of testing right now.
Devin Nunes Wines, wineswithans.com. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.